A lot of kids grow up dreaming of making it in show business. You know, for some people, it's action movies. For others, it's Broadway. And for Seattle filmmaker Claire Buss, it's game shows.
When I got my first video camera, I was like, I'm going to make The Bachelor. Like, that was like what I wanted to do. So I got like my one nerdy friend and we like made The Bachelor, and I was every single different woman. Like, it was awesome.
Buss says she was practically raised on TV and she loved all of it, especially those morning game shows. And she even made up games for her sisters to play, inspired by The Price is Right or Figure It Out. Now she's in her 20s and Buss is finally in a position to take her childhood dream and do something about it.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience in sunny Seattle, Washington, it's...
The Future is Zero!
That's right. She's started her very own game show. Her friends are the studio audience. Local bands play along as contestants. And this show satisfies both Claire's kind of eccentric childhood lark and her actual adult ambitions. Claire Buss talked with sound effect producer Ali Ferguson on the set of her show, which is her living room.
What are your first memories of watching game shows?
Just how bright and colorful everything is. Like, The Price is Right, I think, has this really cool kind of like fluorescent Americana aesthetic to it, like in a supermarket or something. Just this like visual overload of flashing lights and bright colors. And I think that that's really appealing to both like the kid in me and also currently. I think that's just like a very cool aesthetic that you don't see too often in everyday life. It's very constructed.
So how did that lead to what you're doing today?
Well, I got really into watching old game shows from the 60s and 70s about a year and a half ago. I was watching a lot of Hollywood Squares from the 70s, which is really, really good.
All in the Hollywood Squares. And here's the
match. I was watching old episodes of The Price is Right, just realizing how much I love the genre. And I was kind of like, what if we just made an entire artificial set in our house and just kind of presenting the challenge, like, what if we could do this, and then just doing it.
So can you describe what the set looks like?
We take out all of the furniture in my living room and basically cover all of the walls with this red felt, so many yards of red felt. And then we got these old dresser drawers and created these podiums and painted them with gold spray paint. So basically like all of the real props that you would see on a show, except they're all made from like reused materials and stuff that we found at the dump. We tried to basically do like a blend of actual gear, like nice cameras, nice mics, like stuff that would actually make something sound good, with this kind of kitschy, very DIY charm of like, oh, we don't really have any money, so we're just going to have to make everything ourselves. And I hope it comes across as charming.
And so what's the name of the show and where did that come from?
The name of the show is The Future is Zero. And it kind of has like a nihilistic undertone, to be honest. Like, I think a lot of it is coming from like very real feelings of apprehension towards the future and kind of being like unsure of what's to come. I don't know. I kind of wanted something that's very cynical and sarcastic with this, you know, overtone of just like, it's a game show. It's really flashy.
So I feel like this is a much more intellectual game show than, say, The Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of kind of tongue-in-cheek jokes about the internet. I don't know. I want to push it in more of a political direction, to be honest. Just something that's kind of more a commentary about our modern world.
I'm your host, Clay Buff, and I'll be guiding you today through a dizzying world of mental, physical, and psychological challenges.
Can you talk about who the host is and how you developed that personality?
Yeah, so the host is named Clay Buff. And when I think about who Clay Buff is, it's like a grown-up, kind of messed-up, like, female Dennis the Menace.
Contestant number one, please state your full legal name.
I don't know, this person who's just kind of crazy and disorganized and, like, a little bit mean, while also just trying to, like, put on this classic host persona that I've seen in so many other shows that I like.
And so what's something that Clay Buff would say or do that Claire Buss wouldn't?
Clay Buff wears this shiny gold dress from like the 70s. I really like it, but it's definitely like when I put on the dress, that's like when I become my alter ego.
Really? Do you actually feel like something overcomes you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's definitely like a ritual that I have because I've never worn it aside from doing that role.
Describe some of the games that you have invented for the show.
They really vary between like physical, psychological, and mental challenges. For instance, one of them is called Get the TV to Work, and that's when we roll out a television.
There's a bucket of remotes and a television. The first contestant to get the TV to work wins. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go!
So it's all stupid. Like, all of the games are pretty stupid, but really funny, and just they're kind of jokes in themselves.
It looks like it's Rachel!
Or we had a game called High Rise Condo or New Age Band, and we just listed a bunch of different stupid names that were either names of new Seattle apartments or New Age bands, and it's actually really hard.
Where do these games come from in your brain? I mean, I feel like that's like asking a comedian, you know, where do your jokes come from? But how do you come up with these silly games?
A lot of the time I just come up with the names for the game first, actually.
Looks like it's Doorbusters and Deal Breakers. It looks like it's Obscure Pop. Is it a thing? All right. Ring a ding, ding.
And a lot of them come from my Twitter drafts, which is totally embarrassing. But, like, I had a note that I wrote down that just said infinite brunch as an idea. And I was like, all right, I don't know what that means, but, like, I've got to come up with a game that is infinite brunch. And then we kind of work around that. So infinite brunch was basically we made a bunch of differently colored pancakes for each contestant. And their job was to flip each pancake into the audience, and certain members of the audience were holding up pans or plates with different point values on them. So it was basically like a skee ball with pancakes.
Can you describe kind of that first night of the show? I mean, what was it like putting up all the red felt and having your friends come in and see all this work you'd done?
It's a crazy experience. Every time we do the show, I get super nervous. We really try to make it as legitimate as possible, and we have someone taking attendance, and we sell beer. We have all the contestants in a little green room, and we like have people with headsets and walkie-talkies walking around. Like, we really try to make it feel like you're on the set of a TV show, even though none of us have ever done that before. We're like, this is probably what this is like. I love the idea of just inviting a friend to my house and just saying, yeah, I'm just doing this game show, and they walk in, and it's just like, what is this?
Is this almost like an incredibly elaborate play pretend?
Totally. We're definitely playing. It's very accurate. Yeah. Like, my friend and producer, Kat, who helps me make the show, like, she's always wearing this headset that's not connected to anything. She just is like, oh, well, I should be wearing this because I feel like that's what they do. And it's funny because she works in media and, like, I'm a filmmaker. So it's like, we know what's involved. But I think that we're both just really caught up in this idea of, you know, TV glamour.
And where does that come from, that being enamored with TV and show business?
I think I just grew up watching so much television. TV was just, is always on in my house, and just really, really loving like all TV. And I feel like now television is like seen as this high art. So now I kind of get away. Like, I say like, oh, I really like television. It kind of sounds like I'm like sophisticated or something, but really it's just like, oh, it's just watching a lot of screens.
So what do you think 8-year-old Claire would think of the game show?
8-year-old Claire would be so stoked. But also, I think I grew up in like a very classic millennial, like privileged environment where like I did feel like anything that I wanted could happen, you know? So I feel like also 8-year-old Claire would probably be like, yep, that sounds about right. Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm doing a game show, you know, without realizing that that's a ridiculous thing.
At this point, what's your ultimate goal for the show?
Really to get funding for a season 2. Like, we worked really, really hard, and I think after looking at the footage and after producing this, we realized, oh, this can totally be a reality. And watching shows like Broad City, like seeing this kind of like public access aesthetic or web series that became television shows, we kind of realized, oh, like, we have so much fun doing this, and we think it's really good. Like, I really genuinely believe in it and want to try to get it on a network or try to find funding and really make it happen so that it's not just us playing around. If my life could just be making up stupid games and like running a game show, like, that's the dream. Like, that would be amazing. And I guess that's like what I'm doing.
Congratulations, and thank you for competing in The Future is Zero. My name is Clay Buff, and I'll catch you next time.
Claire Buss talked with sound effect producer Allie Ferguson.